Jared was insulted by one of his daughter's friends at dinner, and he says that everybody was laughing at his expense. Can't wait to join in. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know, but I just feel like it's going to be good.
We went out to dinner. Okay, so I picked up my daughter from school, and she's doing a play. She's helping with a play. And we take her friend Reagan, who's 15, who's the best, most polite 15-year-old kid I've ever met. I mean, Ava, both of them are very similar, just super polite, a joy to have over. Don't ever have to worry about her when she comes over. Yes, sir, no, sir, Mr. Pike, all this stuff. She gets in the car, and Ava's like, I'm starving. Like, all right, let's go eat. And Reagan's in the car. Like, Reagan, do you want to come with us? And that happens sometimes. She's like, sure. So we go to eat. Went to East Coast Wings in Cunnersville.
Cunnersville.
As Jason says, Cunnersville.
Nice.
And so we're going there, and then I met my girlfriend, Anna, and her kids there. And obviously, Eli was with us, and Ezra. So we had, like, there's, like, 10 people.
Oh, wow.
There's, like, 10 people there. And so
feast.
We're eating, and then Anna's son is almost, well, he's now five. He likes to talk about all the words he knows how to spell. And he's, like, naming everyone in his class. Like, oh, I know how to spell Jacob. And we're like, oh, how do you spell it?
He's best proud.
He's proud. They're like, good. Yeah. And he gets it wrong. I'm like, oh, what's wrong with you? No. I'm
at, like, five, it's like, that's a big thing.
You're an idiot. Yeah.
That's not how you spell Jacob. There's no K in Jacob.
Squid, that is how I know you're not ready for fatherhood.
No, but it's like, oh, that's good. And he did. He got all the names right. And so go ahead and get your barf bags ready, because I know it's coming.
God.
And I said, do you know how to spell your mom's name? And he was like, he kind of froze. I don't know.
He's like, M-O-M?
No. Oh. Anna.
Yeah, got it.
Because we're doing, like, first names. And I go, P-R-E-T-T-Y.
Oh, God.
Don't lean back like you're proud of that. Don't lean back
like
you're
proud.
Oh,
Anna,
yeah, whatever. And Anna says justify.
I can't wait to
We can take calls. We're all on the kids' side.
Okay. These are things that guys don't normally admit that they do, but I did it. Okay.
Those guys don't.
Might have picked a better word.
I don't know if Jason is most guys, but, like, Matt and Squid probably do behind the scenes stuff that's a little, you know.
I would have done, like, S-E-X-Y.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, I'd spell it in front of Wyatt.
Okay, I did change the story a little bit. I said H-O-T. Okay, I said hot.
You said hot?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's less cheesy.
That's first better of all, than pretty.
Yeah, pretty's less.
Are you really that worried from a Mormon perspective that you can't say
but
hot?
I was just like,
he's not allowed to have sexual lust in his heart, Jason.
No, but I was like, in retrospect, I shouldn't have said hot. I should have said pretty.
Oh.
So I said H-O-T. And
what's wrong with hot?
With the kids there. I just thought
you can't say somebody's hot?
It's what is the world lust.
Hot? Pretty is
with
the same
thing.
With
a five-year-old there, your mom's hot?
What's the difference between pretty and hot?
There's a big difference between pretty
what
and hot.
What is it?
Pretty's more respectful. More respectful,
right, Katie?
It is. Why? Because it is in front of a family.
What's the definition? Is
Matt, in front of a
please
family.
Explain. No, you explain. You're exactly right, Katie.
It's like the connotative meaning of this thing, which is like the way it's interpreted. Like, for sure, hot has much more of, like, a sexual connotation to it than being, like, pretty.
Mm-hmm. So I regret
that. So pretty is just a way of saying somebody might not be hot, but we're going to be nice to them.
No, hot is, like, what it really truly means is I fantasize sexually about your bosoms.
It's kind of the same thing. Like, Jason, you wouldn't look at a five-year-old who has to go to the bathroom and say, oh, do you have to go take a shh? You wouldn't do that. You would say, oh, do you need to go to the bathroom or do
or
you need
potty
to potty?
Or go poo-poo?
There's certain words that you...
I still might do the first one. I don't know.
Okay, well, Jason, okay, you're outside this the is anomaly. How I know that Jason's not ready for fatherhood.
That's messed up. That is messed up. Go ahead, Jared.
See how she turned on you so quickly?
Yes, I do see that.
I'm about to not be.
No,
but I've never said Katie was a bad mom like she just said I was a bad dad.
That was implied.
Go ahead.
As Jason says, don't position me that way.
You keep doing it.
I did it.
You keep doing that stuff. Go ahead.
And so when it came out, I said, wrong choice of words. I should have said pretty. Anyway, because of the kids there.
Yeah.
And Anna was like, oh, you know, of course. Mm-hmm. And Ava probably wanted to gag herself with a spoon.
Probably. Yes.
And she goes, do you know how to spell Jared? Like, to Grayson. And she goes, B-A-L-D. And I go, all right. And then, you know, there's some chuckles. There's some chuckles. Because Ava takes shots at me. You know, we joke around as a family. Mm-hmm. We take shots. We're a trash-talking family. We have fun doing that stuff. And then Reagan.
Uh-oh.
Sweet, kind Reagan.
Oh,
if you met her, seriously, you would trust your kids with her. Actually, we do. Like, you need somebody to babysit Ezra, perfect, you know, or, you know, whatever. I would trust her with anything. I could leave $1 million out, which I don't have, and she would not touch a penny of it.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, do you know how to spell his last name? F-A-T.
Cold-blooded.
Dang!
I think the servers are up to the last. The table's all laughing. I'm sitting there like, really?
You did it to yourself, though. You did it to yourself.
Yeah,
you started it.
I know.
You started it.
48 count of wings.
I said, I don't need the extra side of
ranch. I'll just take the salad.
Where's my baseball hat?
Minus the Reagan thing, because, I mean, I don't know how you're ever going to forget that, because that is hurtful.
And I'm like, and I'm paying for you, by the way.
Yeah, that is hurtful.
Yeah.
I think what's happening here is that this is your daughter's way of saying, do not flirt in my presence ever again.
Yeah, she's
probably like, nah.
Yeah.
I don't want to witness it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. That's a good rule, because she had a boyfriend for a little bit.
Yeah.
And she would, and he would flirt with her, and I'm like, stop.
See?
I will kill you right now.
She has set her boundary.
Yeah, yeah.
You pretty much just told a little 5-year-old, hey, man, your mom's
I regret that.
You opened yourself up for this.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what? Is it hot in here? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
No.
What does hot mean?
But yeah, she said F-A-T.
That's hurtful.
I'm an adult.
That's hurtful.
I'm talking about your pockets, bro.
I have a mortgage.
Yeah. You have a very expensive mortgage.
What
I
you should have said
pay.
Was, you should have seen me 33 pounds ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You think I'm fat now?
Yeah.
I'll show you fat. Look at these photos.
Yeah, I used to be real fat.